The town of Newmarket will bar all people ages 12 and up from entering its facilities or programming unless they are fully COVID-19 vaccinated, including for organized sports. The town finalized its public COVID-19 policy at a special meeting September 21, which adds restrictions beyond provincial mandates that went into effect today. Although the town will enforce the Ontario Vaccine Verification Regulation starting September 22, which requires proof of vaccination for places like recreation facilities, it is expanding the scope to address almost everything not covered under provincial rules, including eliminating an exemption for youth 12 to 17 in indoor organized sports. The mandate will go into effect for ages 18 and over September 22 and ages 12 and up on October 31, allowing a grace period for youth. Mayor John Taylor said the provincial rules create inconsistencies, with drop-in sports programming at municipal facilities requiring youth vaccination, but organized sports not. "This is convoluted," Taylor said of the provincial policy. "While it might seem more restrictive, it seems to me very simple to say, age 12 and above, if you come to our municipality, you need to be vaccinated. The provincial regulations require vaccinations for recreation spaces, meeting rooms, program spaces and community halls. But they also do not cover libraries, town offices, customer service locations, or museum walk-in traffic." Besides addressing youth sports, the town policy will also mostly close those exemptions. Staff said the town policy will be simpler to administer and improve consistency, though acknowledged it could face pushback from sporting organizations. The Ontario Minor Hockey Association is already requiring double vaccinations for its age 12 to 17 players. The council resolution will not apply to libraries, with the library board having jurisdiction over that decision. After councillors Grace Simon and Jane Twinney raised concerns about service, the resolution also directs staff to provide appointment-only, in-person options for customer service transactions for unvaccinated individuals. The resolution also allows for medical exceptions. Councillor Christina Bizance, who also serves as CEO of the Community and Home Assistance to Seniors, said there is still a need to take measures to address COVID-19 cases. "The reality is people are dying, and not just because of COVID, they're dying because they're missing surgeries. They're dying because of depression and suicide rates have gone up," she said. "We all have an obligation to do what we can to contribute to flattening that curve and fighting this as best we can." The municipality has also created policy requiring vaccinations for staff, volunteers, councillors, and committee members. Simon questioned when the policy might end and expressed frustration. "I'm just so upset about the whole procedure of this," she said. "For other people who are being forced to this for their kids to participate, it's not an easy decision." Taylor said there is no indication of an end date for verification requirements, and they will likely be in place for winter, but he hopes the end date is soon. "Maybe with spring coming and higher vaccination rates, we have reason to be hopeful some of this won't be required," Taylor said. "It's not my perspective that I enjoy this, cherish this, or want to see this go on 1 second longer than it has to."